in our comprehensive look at criminal challenges of the criminal justice system and concerns, I want to thank my colleagues, Senators Bartolotta and Williams, for placing attention on overhauling probation. This isn't just merely a matter of rewriting laws, process, procedures, or making arguments about the higher costs of incarceration rates while diminishing restorative justice. We also have to assure our citizens that pulling back from the severities of a war on crime and drugs does not equate ever to abandoning our commitment to public safety as well. This bill is bipartisan in its development, as you heard, sponsorship, and both advocacy. Individuals and groups across the philosophical spectrum have been consulted both inside and outside of state government. The crucial elements making this substantial and constructive improvement include a number of items: mandatory review conferences, incentives for good behavior and personal responsibility, limits on probation in most cases, and needed flexibility for those who have to deal with the violations. The amendment makes a lot of sense from the standpoint of public safety and public confidence in the process. If we make probation purely a statistical determination with a goal of just reducing prisoner numbers or reducing correctional costs, more mistakes will be made and the public safety could be compromised. We all realize that in making judgments about future conduct, there are no guarantees. But if we engage in an informed, deliberative review based on individual circumstances, it increases the chances of avoiding tragic misjudgments and resulting in a system of justice worthy of the term. I want to thank all of the stakeholders who worked on this amendment with my office, both Mike Cortez, Senator Farnese and his staff, Sarah Speed, as well as the groups in support. And I think it's important to put on the record: the Reform Alliance, the American Conservative Union, the District Attorneys Association, the Justice Action Network, Americans for Prosperity, the Commonwealth Foundation, and FAM. And we have notification that the Department of Corrections and the Governor's Office are neutral on this amendment.